Blog Talk Radio.
It's 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, Long Shots Radio, Prime Time, March Madness Edition, with your host, Donnie Wrightside. The dance is now, and you want to be on the right side of each and every play in the tournament. This is the most exciting games and the exciting time of the year. You want to be a part of it, folks. TrendBetting.com has every single thing you need for this tournament run. Welcome to the show. As you know, it's Guy Sports Talk Radio, NCAA football, NCAA basketball, NFL football, award-winning Major League Baseball and fantasy football, taking calls down the line, recapping what happens during the week, what's going on, future impact of games, and every upcoming big-time matchup that you're going to want to bet. Gambling tips, folks. This is what we do. Check in to see what we look for. Why is that line moving? It's public versus Vegas, folks. TrendBetting.com has every single thing you need on the market. I'm your host, Donnie Wrightside. This is Long Shots Radio, Prime Time Edition, March Madness. Folks, what can we say? Long Shots Radio, Primetime, March Madness Edition with your host, myself, Donnie Wrightside. And yeah, I'm a little bit perturbed at this point. We're going to go over a couple of games today that, oh, just broke the hearts of both myself and also my friends and clients. We'll review that in just a little bit. But again, you heard on the break right there, Public versus Vegas. Public is getting smashed. Now, Public, in our play of the day, we actually were on the non-public side, which was Ohio State at -4 today. Now, we're going to go over just a little bit of how that game actually played out. But once again, if you've been with us since, let's say, about mid-October, you're getting quite used to getting some bad beats going against you, which only means in the future we are owed a lot of these. So buckle your seatbelts, folks. We're going to be in for a crazy ride to close out college basketball, because I know that tide's going to turn. It always does, but just seems like it's been a little bit too long before we've gotten our fair share of those bad beat winners and meltdowns going in our direction. Once again, folks, Long Shots Radio, Primetime, March Madness Edition with your host, myself, Donnie Wrightside. Going to go a little bit off the fly today. Spent a lot of time capping today and obviously watching the games. Not a lot of prep time for the radio show itself, but that's fine. This is what we do. I mean, we can just go over, talk about what happened throughout the day, and obviously see how we can improve on the situation from what we have earlier. Paying some bills, you know why we're here, folks. This is TrendBetting.com. This is our time of the year. It's a lot of fun. Hopefully, it's going to be a lot of profit. Today, we started a little bit slow myself, but I know there are a lot of winners there on the website, what's going on right now. Now, go to the website. If you haven't been there before, folks, it's TrendBetting.com. Lucky Lance Williams, the owner of the site and operator, great, great guy. We talk about it every week. Met Lance a few years back, decided to lock horns, and we're in this for the long haul. It's a great site. A lot of really good handicappers are out there on the site. NCAA football, NCAA basketball, NBA, hockey, MMA, horse racing, golf, soccer. We have every single thing you need covered for what you want to do and what you want to profit on. If you just go to the website, once again, trendbetting.com, click on the experts tab there. We're all right there. Lucky Lance Williams, Donnie Wrightside, CJ the Razor, Alex the AK-47, MMA J, Travis the Hitman Terry, Jeff Brandis the Saffinator, Frank Buzz, and also Caleb the Prophet. Everything, as I said, there is here to only help you. Trendbetting.com. Check us out on Twitter. Come see us there on Facebook. Just talk to us. We're here. We love sports. It, as I said on my show, it's Guy Sports Talk Radio. It's what we do for a living. It's what we love to do. So check out the team at trendbetting.com. Definitely not going to let you down. And as I said, going to put you on more right sides than you've ever been on before. Once again, folks, welcome to the show. Guy Sports Talk Radio, as I said, you know what I'm about. NCAA basketball, NCAA football, NFL, MLB, fantasy football. That's what we're here for. 365 days a year. It's a lot of fun. I love doing this. This is my passion. This is how I make a living. Down the line, we're going to take phone calls on the show once we do this show. Each and every day, we want to make it a Monday through Friday thing and hopefully be able to do this in the morning so we can catch those opening lines and go over exactly what we're going to be looking at for the night card and as well recapping what happened the day before. Gambling tips, you know, what we look for, why the line is moving there. Public in Vegas, I talk about it all the time. If you just took the points and prayed today, you are cleaning up. You could probably move to Vegas and rent a room on the top floor at the Mirage, at the Bellagio, at the MGM, whatever you want. You could probably pay for your own suite for an entire month just betting on going against the public today, starting out. Now, also, with the games that we had today, we took a bad beat on the Arizona Wildcats. Typically, we never are going to lay more than 10 or 12 points at a minimum, or excuse me, at a maximum. But this game was at 23.5. We saw a distinct advantage where we just didn't think that the other team could score. Arizona was up the entire way on those little boys from Texas down there, up 25, 26, 20 points the entire second half, up 25 points for the minute to go. Just wasn't meant to be. They only ended up winning the game by 1 point, excuse me, 21 points, which was 2.5 points short of the cover. That's how it started. We had the Texas Longhorns, had a terrible game, drew all the way close, head up with Butler late in the game with 5 minutes to go, and just could not close the game out. That dropped us on the action card to 0-2. We had SMU minus 4 points, didn't play the game well, was down at the half, closed strong, up 7 points with under a minute to go, didn't not only lose the cover, they lost the game outright on a controversial three-point goaltending, which was ridiculous. If you could see that shot again, the still shot there clearly wasn't a goaltend. And secondly, the guy going for the rebound on SMU was getting pushed in the back, which should have been a foul right there. So down three, should have had the ball shooting free throws and probably got the cover. That one ended in a disastrous beat as well. But the one that took the cake today was the Ohio State Buckeyes. Didn't play that clean of a game. VCU was hitting the threes. I didn't think they could really hit them at that clip. But when it was all said and done, the game went to overtime, gave us a little bit extra life. We're up 5 points with 4 seconds to go, and a layup at the buzzer gave VCU the cover at +4, which was utterly ridiculous. I can't stand, and you hear me venting now, because I take this seriously. It's a lot of people with a lot of money on the line, and it sucks to get beat when it's just something ridiculous like that. That's supposed to be in your favor, in your back pocket already. Why did usually the kids pull up for 30-foot threes down 5 points just to try to, you know, get that one last three in, but the kid takes it to the goal. Congratulations, put a gold medal around your neck. You're going home from the tournament, and we don't get to see VCU anymore. But that just added to a string after string after string of bad beats. We had a great run last week on our premium play card and a not-so-good run on our action card. Completely flipped the script this week as we opened up at 7-2 on our action card and 0-2 coming into today on our premium play. And obviously that drops us to 0-3 on our premium plays. We had one awful bad beat in that one. One game that was 50-50 didn't go our way, and the other one we had was a damn good shot at covering and just didn't get to the bell, losing by 2 points on the cover. So that's the way the week's been. We're going to continue to fight and grind in that because I believe in our numbers and I believe what we do, and a lifetime of knowledge is not going to push off in just a couple games there or even one season or a couple month stretch where things just aren't going our way. This is about gambling for a lifetime. We'll have our ups and downs like this. You'll have your bad beats. You have your great runs on those, but it's all in the way that you stick to the game, waking up, checking out the lines, doing your due research on that, because when you get blown out in a loss, yeah, you didn't have to worry about it, but obviously you missed. When you're catching bad beats left and right, All you can ask for is a shot at the cover. That's the best thing that you can do. And we always give our clients at RightSideValuePlays.com and also TrendBetting.com the absolute right side. So going over the rundown of the show, as I said, we're just going to go a little bit off the cuff tonight because we do have a lot of things going on, and we're going to check in on some live scores in just a few moments. But a lot of things happen. A very, very interesting selection Sunday. We'll review a little bit of NIT, the CBI, the CTI, and go over some capping games, and again, take a look at that angle that we always like to take a look at, which is the public versus Las Vegas angle. Folks, hold with me there. We'll be back in just a few moments, all right? Hey, folks, Donnie Wrightside from Long Shots Radio. Struggling with your picks out there, filling your bankroll up, a little bit of a struggle for you, put the experts at TrendBetting.com to work for you. Go to TrendBetting.com. It's a full-service site. Click on the experts tabs. Everything is there for what you need to build that bankroll the right way. NCAA basketball and football, National Football League, NBA, NHL, MMA, mixed martial arts. We have every single thing that you need. Once again, folks, go to TrendBetting.com. Click on the experts tabs. Lucky Lance Williams, CJ the Razor, Alex the AK-47, MMAJ, Travis Terry, Jeff Brandeis, Frank Buzz, and the Saffinator, along with myself, Donnie Wrightside, experts in the industry. Put them to work for you. TrendBetting.com. Click on the experts tabs. You can get in for as cheap as $249 a month. Specials going on all the time. Once again, folks, TrendBetting.com for all your needs in the business. Trust me, Donnie Wrightside, when I say we're going to put you on the right side at TrendBetting.com. Yes, back on Long Shots Radio Primetime March Madness Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Had to get a little bit of bill paying there out of the way, so let's kick it right back off into the show. One of my favorite days of the year, obviously, going over Championship Sunday and the past week with the whole championship rounds just to get into the tournament. But I always, always enjoy looking at Selection Sunday, going over some matchups. And my hometown Temple boys, they got left out there in the way for UCLA, who got a ridiculous win today versus SMU, excuse me. But Temple got left out. They shouldn't have been left out. Big wins over Kansas, and also had a better RPI, better overall top 100 record than UCLA. They should have been in the tournament. You could also argue that Colorado State should have got in as well, but there were a couple questionable seedings there in the overall tournament that we're going to take a look in just a few moments as well. The breakdown there, the power conferences, I mean, they get what they get. And a lot of the mid-tier conferences that I really like, you know, the MAC, the Metro Atlantic, and obviously the Missouri Valley Conference, they don't get really a lot of respect. I thought that Wichita State and Northern Iowa got a little bit disrespected, and hopefully they can make a strong showing, make those runs into the Sweet 16 and the Elite Eight, and hopefully they do that. But the Big 12 got seven teams in. Baylor, yeah, thanks for coming and playing. Peace, you're gone. Iowa State, yep, thanks for playing. Peace, you're gone. Kansas, Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, Texas, thanks for playing. You're out too. Big 12 with a great showing today, going 0-3. West Virginia also snuck in there as well. Boy, they got a tough one tomorrow going against my Buffalo Mac boys. I'm going to take a real deep look into that game earlier in the week. I really was just feeling West Virginia, you know, and then when you really get into the numbers there and take a look at it, I'm not so sure about that game anymore. So I got a long night ahead of me, obviously studying up games for Friday. Big 10 Power Conference got their seven in. Indiana, Iowa, Maryland, Michigan State, Ohio State, Purdue, and Wisconsin. The ACC with the usual suspects. Six of those getting in with Duke, Louisville, North Carolina, NC State, and Notre Dame, who squeezed one out today, and also Virginia. The Big East got six squads in. Thought they might have been a little bit high. They did get a lot of respect out of the committee with Butler, who had a nice win today. Georgetown, Providence, St. John's, Villanova, and Xavier. SEC got five squads in there. Arkansas, Georgia, LSU, heavy, heavy favorite. Those Kentucky Wildcats and also Ole Miss got in. Pac-12, Arizona, Oregon, UCLA, and Utah. The Atlantic 10, Davidson, Dayton, and VCU. VCU is already gone. Dayton is still surviving after taking home that ridiculous nice win last night with Boise coming back in a neutral court game, right, in Dayton, Ohio. Dayton playing at home. Nah, neutral court, says the NCAA, and they pulled out the winner. Didn't cover in that game, Boise State did, but that was certainly a very, very entertaining first four in Dayton over the past few days. Mountain West got three in Boise State. They're already knocked out. San Diego State's going to be in a slugfest with St. John's tomorrow, and also Wyoming got in as well. The American only got two teams in, Cincinnati and SMU. The third should have been Temple. They did have a very, very nice year. They certainly had a good enough record, and I thought last week with beating Memphis in the first round of that tournament game that they had, that should have been enough to propel them in, but they did lose the very next day. Did they lose to? It wasn't. I think they lost to SMU again the very next day. And I can't, for some reason, I can't remember that. Missouri Valley Conference, Northern Iowa, Wichita State. It's always nice that they get an at-large bid, but they did get massively underseeded. So hopefully Wichita State, who had a beautiful run last year, and Northern Iowa, who's a damn good basketball team. I want to see them make some waves in this tournament. West Coast, Gonzaga, and BYU. BYU blew a 17-point halftime lead in Dayton, and they ended up going down to Ole Miss. But Gonzaga, they're built for this tournament this year. A lot of times they're usually a softer team, jump shooting team, but they're a good inside-outside team this year. That's how it broke down. Obviously, the one-bid automatic conferences, you know those, you know, guys there, Albany's, the North Florida's, Eastern Washington's, Coastal Carolina's, you know, Manhattan's already down. Speaking of Manhattan, Metro Atlantic Conference, boy, what a garbage showing by them. I mean, Hampton is, if you watch the game, they barely can, you know, dribble, shoot free throws, and chew gum at the same time or call timeouts or do anything. And Manhattan was just flat out terrible in that game and got bounced. Not a very good showing by the Metro Atlantic in the NIT or the CBI, any of those things that they had. They all took drubbings there. One of my favorite conferences, I really wanted Iona to get in there. I already got blasted by Rhode Island in the NIT. I mean, I really would have liked to seen them not be in the playing game and just get like a normal seeding, maybe a 15 or a 14, and maybe make a run at one of those upper echelon teams. But, I mean, if you're not going to beat Hampton as your top team in the Metro Atlantic, what are you even doing in the tournament itself altogether? Very, very disappointed. Watch that conference all year long. They play some really, really good basketball, but again, it just wasn't meant to be. If you can't beat Hampton on a neutral court without their best player, you don't deserve to advance very far in there anyway. Taking a look at some overall live scores from today, as I said, we had a pretty good run last week heading in with our action plays. This week on Monday and Tuesday, a 4-1 clip followed up by a 3-1 clip. Today we did start the day a little bit of a downer. Our first three action plays took losses all right in the game, right up to the end. Tonight we do have a couple more plays as well. Cincinnati is going right now as a pick 'em. Utah -7. A little bit later on tonight, these games haven't gone yet, but if you want to jump on there, they Wofford at +7.5. And also Georgetown over Eastern Washington a little bit later tonight. So those games should be a lot of fun. Hopefully we can turn around and get a modest profit out of these night games and then get back to business tomorrow and start slaying some of these games. So let's go over and see what happened earlier today. Notre Dame started off the NCAA action with a 69-65 winner over Northeastern. They were in trouble for a lot of that game, and even Northeastern had the ball down 2 with the final seconds there, but did turn it over. Notre Dame sank a couple free throws and escaped with the win. My bracket has already been destroyed by the next game. UAB, the Blazers at a Conference USA, upset third-seeded Iowa State. I mean, I don't really take too much stock in pools. They're a lot of fun, but I did have Iowa State run into at least the Final Four, I believe, in 2 of my pools, so that exploded on contact. No way should they have lost to a Conference USA, especially UAB. Watching UAB all year long, they should have been just dominated from start to finish, but for some reason, Iowa State just can't get off the gates or get out of the gates to start the game. They were down at the half again, only by a couple points. They surged and took the lead, just couldn't hold on. A big three at the end of the game when they were up 2 in the last minute sent them down the hatch. They did take the lead momentarily in the last minute, but a 15-point jumper by UAB gave them the victory. And again, a 3-seed goes down hard, collapses all those brackets, billion-dollar brackets, million-dollar brackets. They're already gone. Upsets have already been taking place. The game right after that, Georgia State, you know us, we've bet them a lot in the Sun Belt Conference, and we love the Sun Belt Conference. Baylor ends up getting beat, being up 56-43 with a couple minutes to go. They don't score the rest of the way. Georgia State, a 13-0 run to end the game on a massive bomb three-pointer by Hunter there, and that was the end of Baylor. So, again, the Big 12 with a fantastic showing, 2-3 seeds getting bounced early by teams that aren't even in their weight class. Now, Arizona took care of business in the fourth game to start today, 93-72 over Texas Southern. What a shame. I mean, they got up 21 at the half, then the pushing in the second half. Should have had that cover. They should have beat them by 40. But Texas Southern was just getting those junk points in the last 5 to 6 minutes. The game was at 20, at 22, at 24, at 26, 22, 20, 19, back up to 25. They never could get away. What I was hoping there is that they turn on the jet pack in the first 5 to 6 minutes and blast that game up to about 33 to 34 points and then just coast it on the way in, somewhere around that 26 to 27 point range is what I hoped for. Did not work out in our favor, but hey, it's the name of the game there. When you're laying 23.5 points, you need to bust them up because, you know, who knows motivation in the last 3 to 4 minutes in the tournament. You hear us talk about it all the time. It's just about surviving and advancing. So in that first two rounds, you take a little bit of a risk when you lay that big number, even if your team just massively is just bigger, stronger, more talented, better coached, and should just dominate. They did dominate the game. They just didn't take care of business at the final gun when it mattered. You know, one layup, one block, one missed three in that last minute and a half, and we got the win. Instead, we went down with the loser. Butler in Texas there. A lot of people at Texas, a lot of sharp folks I know were on Texas. If you look strictly hardcore at the numbers, Texas was the slightly better team in that one. Obviously, that's why the line was only about -1, -1.5. I just thought Texas could be able to out-athlete Butler, but Butler really came to play. They took control, and honestly, Texas really wasn't in the game. I mean, they came back late and I believe tied the game up with 5 or 6 minutes to go, but that was clearly a Butler game from jump all the way through. Butler was the right play in there. We missed that one, even though it came down to an 8-point game. It was much, much closer down the stretch, but again, Butler clearly was the right side for the entire day. UCLA with an interesting game. Up just about the entire game to about maybe 11 minutes to go in a massive shift. I believe it's like a 16 or a 19-point run used by SMU to take the lead up by 7, and they even stretched that lead, I believe, up to 9 points or even 11 points at that one point. I wasn't watching that game with too much of an eye, figuring that it was, you know, pretty much in hand. But as I said, down the stretch there, a dribbled ball off a UCLA player, which gave SMU a 7-point lead with 50 seconds to go. Somehow, some way, they just blow it. Not only just blow the game, they lost. I mean, they're not even coming back. I mean, it's just baffling. And again, we've had a lot of these bad beats, and sometimes you get tongue-tied when you talk about them because they just get you so angry or just continue to flow right out there. But, hey, it's just the way it is, and SMU's going home. So, as I said, if I can't win the bet, my team might as well take the loss outright, and they did that. As Xavier had a really nice game today versus Ole Miss. Ole Miss may be a little bit tired coming out of that first four game. I know they had to get right on the plane less than like 40 hours later and get on the road and play Xavier. Xavier was game today. One of those games that you want to be a little bit leery of because usually when that team out of the first four might get a little momentum feeling it, saying, hey, you know what, we won that game already, we've been here, done that, whereas the other team hadn't quite even played just yet. So hey, that's just the way it goes, and that's a product of that first four. You're gonna have a little bit of tired legs, you might have some momentum. Didn't work out for Ole Miss, 76-57 final. And the game that pissed me off more than any other game today was Ohio State VCU. We should have had the cover in that one, folks. 75-72 was the final. Ohio State is moving on, just didn't help me cover there. In some action games that are going on right now, Utah with an early 12-7 lead over Stephen F. Austin. Utah's a really good team. All you heard all week long was Stephen F. Austin's gonna upset Utah. Yeah, it's early, it's only about 8 minutes into the game, but Utah is up 5. We need them to cover the 7 points in that game. Lafayette and Louisville, 73-34. Villanova is putting the screws to Lafayette by 40 right now at the half. Purdue is 29-26 over Cincinnati. We do have a small action play on the Cincinnati Bearcats who are catching. Excuse me, that is a pick 'em, but they are down at the half. North Carolina up 11 points, 36-25 over Harvard, and that catches us up there on some of the games that were played earlier today. Going to take a quick commercial break, folks. Have a few minutes left here. Stay with us. It is Long Shots Radio Primetime March Madness Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Hey, folks, this is Donnie Wrightside, host of Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition on TrendBetting.com. Have you ever wondered how to get access to my information on plays? I am exclusive at TrendBetting.com. Click on the Experts tab. You'll see my picture there. Click on Donnie Wrightside, and you will get full access to my plays. NCAA basketball, NCAA football, award-winning Major League Baseball, and, of course, NFL action. I've been in business for over 20 years. And have found a great home here at TrendBetting.com. Once again, go to the website, TrendBetting.com, click on the Experts tab, Prices cheap and affordable. We take the 401k approach where less is more. Come get all access to my plays, trendbetting.com, and we'll see you on the right side. Little bit of technical difficulties there, so we'll cut that commercial bumper short there. Long Shots Radio Primetime, March Madness Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Let's take a look at some developing information heading over to tomorrow, because as you know, there are 16 more games on the docket in the NCAA tournament. We'll take a look to see if the Ivy League even checked in yet, if any NIT, CBI, or CIT games are playing, but we certainly will have those numbers come up tonight and certainly be back firing and ready to roll. But again, it's tough when you take some of these close losses there, but the only way to bounce back, true professional, get back in the weight room, so to speak, get back into your numbers, make sure you're on point, cross your T's, dot your I's, and get back and make some money for yourself and also your clients and your customers. Now, taking a look at tomorrow, we're going to kick it right off at noon again tomorrow. Just some preliminary numbers. We haven't capped all the way through, made any decisions tomorrow, but we do have some leans that you want to take a look at as well. Kansas and New Mexico State. Boy, what to think of Kansas at this point. They're laying 10 points tomorrow. I don't know. They're enigmatic. The Big 12 has had a terrible showing, so if you're looking at that game right now, you're saying, oh, man, you know, might as well just, you know, keep on hashtag taking the points and praying, as we should have been doing today, the way these games have looked out. Michigan State's going to tangle with Georgia and SEC team. Georgia's got a power front line, but Michigan State, they just had it on their side. Tom Izzo, he should be able to outcoach circles around them, as well as a tough hardcore team that they bring to the tournament every single year that's built on defense and solid play coaching. Don't turn the ball over and just play a good hard-nosed defense. So that'll be a fun game to get into the numbers on there as well. Wyoming versus Northern Iowa. You know my feelings on the Missouri Valley Conference. I love Northern Iowa. They're actually catching a really, really tough 5-12 round, because Wyoming is the same type of team that's going to want to slow it down, muck it up, sling mud at each other, and, you know, get right down to the nitty-gritty. But that's a six-point line. Seems a little bit high for me, even though I love NIU. But it's just a really, really tough situation. Excuse me, UNI. I always like to get Northern Illinois mixed up with them. It's a tough situation to look at, because if you're not in a high-scoring game, an up-tempo game, 6 points really means almost double digits, because the possessions are limited there, even though both of those teams score at a pretty good clip and are very efficient with the basketball. There's just not a lot of possessions to head into a 10, 12, or 15-point type of game. Buffalo, West Virginia, one of the most intriguing games tomorrow. It's going to tip off at 2 o'clock Eastern time. Buffalo, a very, very good MAC team, coached by Bobby Hurley. Obviously, Bobby Huggins on the opposite side with West Virginia, getting back Juwan Staten and also Gary Brown for that game. That's going to be huge for them coming back. But if you look at the overall numbers, Buffalo stacks up to this team very, very well. Now, you could take and say, well, Buffalo's been in the MAC conference and West Virginia's been in the Big 12. Obviously, there is a difference in the talent level, but numbers don't lie. If you're an efficient basketball team, you're a Division I athlete, you're going to be able to move the ball, shoot the ball, and play very well at this point. That's no hand-me-down team with Buffalo. They can play basketball. They won their conference title. They were the best team for most of the year in the MAC, so they're going to give West Virginia all it can handle. And that point, anywhere at that 4 to 5 point range, that's indicative, saying the odds makers are saying Buffalo has a real shot to beat this team. If you heard even like Doug Gottlieb or any one of these show pundits, they have Buffalo circled to upset West Virginia. I don't know if we're going to be on that game just yet, but as I said again, when the lines first came out, I really, really liked West Virginia, but now I'm actually leaning towards Buffalo. Wichita State, Indiana, Tom Crean's going to get his head coached circles around tomorrow, so hopefully I'll be able to look at those numbers and decipher Wichita State as a winner there. Virginia, Belmont, Louisville, UC Irvine, Maryland, Valparaiso, Oregon versus Oklahoma State. Duke, Robert Morris, one of my favorite games of the day. It's going to tip off about 7:30 tomorrow. That's Davidson and Iowa. I just love the way they play basketball, Davidson. I don't know if they can hold up against Iowa, but it's going to be a lot of fun to watch as well. High-flying Oklahoma versus Albany. Wisconsin versus the Chanticleers of Coastal Carolina. St. John's and San Diego, they should play this game on the moon, because I don't think anybody would even want to watch this 34-31 final from what it looks like. Gonzaga and North Dakota State and Dayton and Providence meet up. That's a kind of an interesting matchup. I'm glad they put that game on late because I certainly want to watch it. But, hey, Dayton's going to be playing. Dayton played at home and also is now playing in Columbus. So certainly getting a lot of favors from NCAA at this point. Well, folks, that's going to do it for the show. Again, check out trendbetting.com. It's been a lot of fun on the March Madness edition. We'll do it again next Thursday. So tune in next Thursday night. We'll go over a lot of stuff. Hopefully we'll be talking to you about all the good bad beats that went our way and the meltdowns that went our way. Folks, have a great night. Good luck with your plays. We're going to see you on the right side. It's 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, Long Shots Radio, Prime Time, March Madness Edition, with your host, Donnie Rightside. The dance is now, and you want to be on the right side of each and every play in the tournament. This is